The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In the Parsha, a little later on in the Parsha, in the Devarim Tes, Pasuk Tes, Moshe is telling the people how he went up to receive the Torah. Ba'alesi ahora lokachas luches avonim luches abris, asher koras Hashem imochem. When I went up to the mountain to receive this, to bring it, to take the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant, which Hashem has given to you. Bo'eshev, bohor arboim yom varboim laila. Lechem le'achalti u'mayim lo shosishi. And I dwelled on a mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Bread I did not eat, and water I did not drink. Then he carries on that while he was up on the mountain, Hashem told him to hurry back down because the nation is destroying itself. They made for themselves a golden calf. So then a little later on in Pasuk Yud Ches, again Moshe says, "Was napal ifnei Hashem korishayno." Again I went up to the mountain, like I did in the beginning, arboim yom varboim loilo, for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem le'achalti u'mayim le'shosisi. I did not, and again he says, I did not eat bread, I did not drink water, for the 40 days and nights that I was there, and I asked Hashem for forgiveness for the nation. Amesha mentions that while he was on the mountain, for 40 days and 40 nights he did not eat or drink. Why? Why didn't he eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights? And further, the great Gaon Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Mishnas Reb Aaron, Chelek Gimel, in the Shir, where he speaks about the death and the punishment of the Talmidim of Reb Akiva, the students of Reb Akiva, the few tests, he brings from the Sifri and Hazino that actually Moshe said, "Domai nosati oleo, chelbi nosati oleo." For Torah, I gave my life. I was prepared to give my life, not to eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights. And he brings in the Bechilta in Beshalach that states, "Shebishvil shemosa meisha nafshei aleho, v'fichoch nikra al shmei, zichru toras meisha abdi." That the Torah is referred to Toras meisha. Why is it called Toras meisha? Because meisha was prepared to give his life for it. So why didn't he eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Bo Metzia, in Perek HaPe'alim, Daf Pei Zayin, excuse me, let me just find it. The Gemara says, Omer Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Gemara speaking about the three angels that came to visit Avraham in Parshas Vayero. They came to be Mevake Chele to visit him. He was sick and recovering from the Bris Milo. And also to tell Avraham and Sarah the good news that in a year to come she will be with a child, the birth of Yitzchok. And Abraham prepared a lavish suda for the three angels. He did not know they were angels. He thought they were travelers. So the Gemara says, Omer b'tanchum b'chaniloi la'ilam al yishana odu min aminug. A person should never change the custom of a place. Shehari Meisha ola lamorim. Meisha went up to the heavens. v'le'ochal lechem. And since in the heavens, the angels, it's the custom that the angels do not eat or drink, so Moshe for 40 days and 40 nights do not eat and drink. Malachi Ashor is Yodu Lamato. The angels came down here, and since here it's the custom to eat and drink, even though they do not have to, so V'ochlu Lechem, they ate. Because it states in the Pasuk Vayochelu that whatever Abraham gave them, they ate, in order to not to change the custom of the place. Then the Gemara says, V'ochlu Salkadai Techaleim Anira Kimishochlu V'shosu. But the angels, actually they didn't eat, because angels cannot eat. But at least they made it look like they were eating. Although Tesfus brings from Seder Eliyahu Rabba, from the Medrash Eliyahu Rabba, Ptoni leke eisi shem in neroin ke eichlem v'sheisin, ala eichlem v'sheisin mamesh mibnei kvedi shel Avraham u'pligo adahocho. The Medrash Eliyahu Rabba disagrees with our Gemara and says, no, they actually ate and drank. At any rate, we see from here that the reason why Moshe did not eat or drink is because he didn't want to change the minhag hamokum, the custom of the place, and there the creations do not eat or drink. Incidentally, this that we say, that Moshe did not want to change the custom of the place, this is not what the Gemara tells us in Psochim and Perek Shenagu, that when you come to a place and they keep a certain halacha, then you have to keep that same halacha, even though in your place they did it differently, in order not to change the minhag hamokum. Because there it's speaking about halachas, about laws. Many times there are differences in practices of the halacha, of the laws of the Torah. One place might do like this, one place might do differently. For example, in Eretz Yisrael you keep one day Yantiv. Outside of Eretz Yisrael we keep 2 days. Or for example, the Bnei Ashkenaz, those that come from European Jewry, they do not eat rice or beans during Pesach. The Bnei Sfard, those that came from Spanish Jewry, they do. So there's a halacha that you are not allowed to do differently than the halachas of the place where you are, at least in the presence of the others. This is not what we're referring to, not at all, because here we're not speaking about halacha. There's no law here. There's a law that you're not allowed to eat in the heavens, or there's a Jewish law that you must eat here. So do not confuse this with that halacha. Rather, here we're speaking of nimushim. Nimushim means the social etiquette of the place. But you come to a place and there's a particular social etiquette, and where you come from, they do not practice that way. You have to do it the way they do it. In other words, what the Gemara is telling us, their heretz. This is in the Medrash. The Medrash also brings this in Parshas Tzav. Now, 1 minute. That's the old Medrash. The Medrash brings this in Parshas Vayiro, with the story of the three angels. Reb Tanchuma, Bishum Reb Lezer, Reb Abin, Bishem Rmeya, Mitla Omar. Mitla Omar means a moshul. People say a parable. A parable is said. At lo the karto, halach, haleich, bin nimusha. You go to a particular city, then you keep the etiquette they keep, not the etiquette you keep. In other words, it's like the saying that in Rome you do like the Romans. Lamalo shena achila v'shtia, olamesh lamorim v'leochal. The heavens, where the social conduct is not to eat or drink, because they don't need it. So Moshe didn't eat or drink. And it brings our posuk. This is the medrash in Vayera, Parshas Memches, Os Tesayin. Va'eshev bohar aboim yem v'aboim laila lechem le'achalti ma'im v'sasisi. Our posuk that Moshe said, I went there for 40 days and 40 nights, I didn't eat or drink. Incidentally, the Maral and the Guraya asked the Kasha, that what do you mean Moshe didn't eat or drink for 40 days? This is not something that he could just press a button and do. It's humanly impossible. So it must have been a miracle. He says, certainly it was a miracle. But this is what he wanted to do, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted him. He wanted, under no circumstances, to change the etiquette of the place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted him in giving him these supernatural powers to get along without eating or drinking. Avalamata, the Medrash follows, but here, Shiyesh Achila Vishtiya, that there is eating and drinking, so therefore it states, Vayechelu, the angels ate. At least Neroin Ka'echlin, at least they did their best to look like they were eating in order not to change the practice. So here we are referring to a Derech Eretz. We can still ask though. All right, it's a Derech Eretz. Come into a place, you must do like they do. But you have to risk your life for it. Moshe says, I gave my life for this. And why was Moshe prepared to risk his life for this when he was busy with so many other important things? This was the time of the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah was the most important moment in creation. This was even more important than the creation of the world. Because it states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Tanai Hisna Imai Sebrachus, he made a condition with the creation that if on the sixth day of Shavuos, on the sixth day of Sivan, which is Shavuos, if Israel will accept the Torah, then the creation will carry on. If not, then I will return everything back into emptiness and voidness. So this was the most important moment in creation. And Moshe is going to bring the Torah down to the whole world. What's he getting so involved in etiquette for? And he's willing to give his life on it yet? This is a good kasha. And this, at the bottom, Kotler answers. He says no. He says specifically at this time. Because it states Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, Derech Eretz preceded Torah, which we will explain as we go on, which means that first one must perfect himself in Derech Eretz, and only then can he perfect himself in Torah. Derech Eretz is the foundation for Torah. So Moshe asked himself this question: I'm coming into a place and they feel sich anders. They have different customs there. And it's Derech Eretz that I should also conduct myself in that manner. If I'm over a Derech Eretz, if I transgress this Derech Eretz, and especially at this time, so how will I be able to acquire the entire Torah to bring it into the world? Derech Eretz serves as the foundation for Torah. Be'im ein Derech Eretz ein Torah. And the Mishnah Novice tells us that one who lacks Derech Eretz, he's going to lack proportionately Torah. So here, if at this time I disregard the proper conduct and proper etiquette, so the Torah that I bring down will be lacking. And here I must bring down the Torah Shlemo, the entire Torah for the world. So here I must be more careful with Derech Eretz at this time than any other time before. So therefore he was prepared to even risk his life on it. Therefore that's why for 40 days and 40 nights he did not eat or drink. Now, we have given a number of shiurim in the past on Derech Eretz. And for those interested, they are in our tape department. I'd like to again go into this subject, especially I'd like to add a number of things that were not said in the other shurim. But because there's a great deal of material to deal with, so I'm going to have to break the shiur into a series of two, this week and next week. So let us carry on. But first we must clarify some of the basic principles when it comes to Derech Eretz. And these principles have been spoken about before. Firstly, this that is very common in the words of our Chazal sages, Derech Eretz, which literally means the way of the land. What does it encompass? Because many times we see the word Derech Eretz can be used for one thing and then it's used for altogether a different thing, and so on and so on. The Maral explains in this Nesiv Derech Eretz, which is the last Nesiv in the Sefer Nesiv Eilam, Derech Eretz encompasses many, many things. For example, Midos, Noos V'Yeshores, proper manners and conduct when it comes to the dealings of people, with people, how a person should deal with his neighbor, with his wife, with his family, with his relatives. Parnosis Beisai, Derech Eretz refers to his livelihood, making a living. Nikui Haguf, it refers to his hygiene, that a person should be neat and clean and well groomed. Shmiras Haguf, Shmiras Minasok, Sakona, Briyas Haguf, it refers to the importance that one should take care of himself and take care of his health and live a healthy life, and one should not place himself in dangers. Malbushov, how one should dress always appropriately. The way one should eat, he should drink, he should sleep, and so forth. We find all of these things that we mentioned, and even more, the Chazal were referred to as Derech Eretz. So what is the klal? What is the general category? The Maral explains Derech Eretz encompasses all manners of conduct that is necessary for a person because he lives on this world. He lives on this earth. If he wouldn't live on this earth, then it wouldn't be necessary. But since he lives in this world, then all of these things that we mentioned is necessary. This is why it's called Derech Eretz, which means the way of the world. In particular, it's referred to as Eretz, not Olam, because Eretz in particular refers to the Yishuv, to the settled part of the world. In other words, everything that's necessary for one's earthly needs and earthly conduct and one's social needs and social conduct, this is Bechlal, this is included in Derech Eretz. And this is what the Chazal refer to as Chochmas Derech Eretz, the wisdom of Derech Eretz. So therefore Derech Eretz encompasses everything that's necessary for a person because he lives here in this world. What's necessary for himself and vis-a-vis his relationships with other people. how important is this Derech Eretz? Well, firstly, we saw from the example given that we started the shir with, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to give his life for this Derech Eretz. So there we have a very, very shining example of its importance. We can bring many, many such examples, but we'll mention just a few. Secondly, many places in the Torah we know counts its words and counts its letters. Does not write an extra word or even an extra letter. But many times, it will write something which really is unnecessary. It's not necessary for the text. It's not necessary to teach us any halachos. And the Chazal, the sages, will ask the question, why is the Torah writing this? And it'll say, Lekosav elo lalamdai derech eretz. The whole reason why it's writing this in particular is not to teach you halachos, not to teach you necessary stories of the text, but to teach us derech eretz. An example we could give, the first two examples in the Torah, is one is at the creation of man. In Bereshis Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, in Bereshis Aleph, Pasuk Chof Vav, Vayim Elakim Nasa Odim B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, Hashem said, let us go and make man in our own image. So the question is asked, why does it say, let us go and make man in our own image? Let us. Kodesh Baruch Hu made man. Not the angels. So Rashi brings to teach us Derech Eretz. To teach us Derech Eretz that when you want to do something, even though you don't have to come on to the advice or the help of your subordinates, of those who are working under you, but if you're doing something that's very important, it's Derech Eretz to call them all together and discuss it with them. After discussion, you can do it yourself. But there are heretics to discuss it all with them and not totally neglect them. That's good practice, good conduct. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nase Odom B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu. He called his angels together. And since this is the most important part of creation, the creation of man, he said, let us all. What do you think of the idea if we will go and create a man? See, this is one example where the Torah has written something which is not necessary to teach us anything rather than a Derech Eretz. Another example we have in Parshas Lech Lecho. It states, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Pasuk Yud, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech Lamasa Mineged Vad Beis El, Adamokam Asher Hoyosham Ola Batchila Bein Beis El Bein Oy. Abraham had gone down. He'd gone down to Egypt. Now he was returning. So when he returned to Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael, it states, Vayelech lemasaov, he returned the exact same way that he came. Why is the Torah telling us this? What's the difference? Which route he took when he returned from Egypt to Canaan? So Rashi brings, Limdecho derech eretz, the Torah is writing this to teach us Derech Eretz,
כשחוזר ממצרים לארץ כנען, היה הילך ולון באכסניה שלון בהם בעלי חוסר למצרים.
That when he returned, he used the same route so he could stay in the same inns and lodges as he stayed when he came down. That a person should not change his lodges. If he stays all the time in, when he travels in certain hotels, he should carry on with that. So here's another example where the Torah writes us something which is totally unnecessary as far as the Torah is concerned, but to teach us a Derech Eretz. Incidentally, what is the Derech Eretz of this? So the Gurayeh writes, for two reasons. One is because if you stay in one place one time, and now you're near the same place and you stay in a different place, you give the impression that it wasn't a good place. Otherwise, why didn't you go back? And it could have been a good place. So therefore, it's a Derech Eretz to stay there again. Secondly, you can give an impression to people that maybe they didn't want you to come back. That's why you're going to a different place. So you've been made Shilaza Latzma. You're giving yourself a bad name. This is all Bechlal, all included in Derech Eretz. At any rate, there are many times when the Torah tells us that. So here we have, if the Torah, which counts each word and each letter, is ready to go out of its way to teach us Derech Eretz, firstly, we see the importance. Secondly, we mention that this is referred to by the Chazal as Chochmas Derech Eretz, the wisdom of Derech Eretz. We should know it's not a Chochma Pshuta. Many people will say, well, this is simple. This is simple. Everybody should know it. Or you don't have to study it. If everybody should know it and you don't have to study it, then the Torah wouldn't have taken time out to teach it to us. So we see it's a very, very great Chochmah. Even further, we can go. Even further. Because in this first example that we cited, Kodesh Baruch Hu called the angels together and said, Nasa Odom, let us all make a man together. The Chazal tell us this was something that was very dangerous to do. Something very dangerous for the Torah to write. Because the meaning, the atheists could, and they do, bring a proof from here that the world was created not by one God, but by many forces. Because it says explicitly, let us create man. And it can mislead people and give them a source to refute Torah. And that's what Rashi says, Afal pi sheleisayuhu biyetzirosei, even though the angels did not help in creation. And now there's a place for atheists, for non-believers, to rebel against the Torah. Nevertheless, the Torah still held it was more important to take that chance in order to teach us Derech Eretz and humility. In order to teach us that the leader should nevertheless consult with those who are under him. So we see even further that even in a place where it can be a source to create cracks in Amunah, in the belief of Torah, still the Torah still did not refrain from teaching us Derech Eretz. One final example. Perhaps we would say that we mentioned all of the various all of the various areas that Derech Eretz encompasses. And one thing we said is Shmiris Haguf. This that a person must be careful in caring for himself. This is Derech Eretz. This is an earthly requirement. Perhaps we would say that this is for ordinary people. Ordinary people have to take care of themselves. They have to eat properly. They have to drink properly. They have to make sure they get enough sleep. They have to be careful where they walk. Because if not, something bad can happen. You don't eat properly and you don't get enough sleep, they can come down with flu, catch colds, get sick. They walk in places at night. You can get mugged, hijacked, chas v'shalom, so on. It's ordinary people. But what about great tzaddikim, great righteous people? We like to always think about them as bali mefes. They live a miraculous type of life, so they don't have to care for themselves. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of them. They can go without sleep, and they can go out without eating properly, and they can walk where they want. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Aye, but this is not Derech Eretz. This is not the way of the world. The world has certain chukim, certain parameters. And the whole Derech Eretz is that a person must be contained in those parameters. So we will say this is for us common folk, but not for the great Rebbes. Not for great people. The Torah teaches us not that way. In the Medrash Tanchuma Pashas Bay, the Maral brings it in the Siv Derech Eretz right at the very end. It states, V'atem leisetsu ish mipesach beisei ad beker. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through Egypt on Pesach night and to smite the firstborn, he told all of the people they must not go out that night. Why? Because mishanitna reshus lemalach ein mavchid bein tzadik leroshu. Because once permission is granted to the Malach HaMoves to create a plague, so then many can inadvertently fall into his pathway. He doesn't show discretion. So therefore he told everyone to stay in. Now there, he didn't make an exception and said that the small people should stay in, but the great people can go out. He said, it says there that Atem leisetsu ish, everyone has to stay in. Lelam decho, from here we learn, shetei nichnas b'chitei v'yetze b'chitei. From here we learn that a person is not supposed to transgress a derech eretz. If there's mazikin around, then he must be careful. And from here the Gemara brings that when a person is going outside of the city, he must not leave before light, and he must come back into the city before darkness, because outside of the yishuv there can be danger at night. And the Medrash carries on, don't say this is only for small people. We see the Oves and the Neviim, the prophets, kept Derech Eretz. As it states, Vayash came Avram Babaker. Avram got up, he didn't go on his trip before the sun came up. Vayash came Yaakov Baboker. When Yaakov went to travel, he waited for the sun to rise. Vayash came Shmuel Babaker. When Shmuel went to travel, he waited for the sun to rise. Vayokom Shol Babaker. When Shol went to travel, he waited for the sun to rise. Valei Dvarim Kal Vachemer. And now we can make a Kal Vachemer. Uma im Oviso Olam. These were the giants of the world. Vanavim. And these were the great prophets. And they holchulasis retzein shel mishom ve'aelam. And they were going to fulfill the will of Hashem. All of these places we cited, they were going to fulfill the will of Hashem. Nohagu b'derech eretz. And they kept derech eretz. So then alachas kama v'kama shar kol odom. So then how much more so everyone else? So this you must dispel. This is a baba maisa that people like to, you know, Jews are great storytellers. And they like to weave all types of stories. They would like to tell you about this great tzaddik that he did what he wanted and nothing ever happened to him. And this great tzaddik never slept. And this one never ate. See? And this one could walk anywhere and nothing would happen to him.
Maybe yes, but Abraham didn't, and Yaakov didn't, and Shmuel didn't, and Shaul didn't, and they were greater tzaddikim than the ones that these stories are woven about. See? And that's what the Medrash tells us, that we are not allowed to transgress their heritage, from the smallest to the greatest, to Abraham, because their heritage is a chok, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enshrined in the creation. And if you break their heritage, unfortunately you'll have to pay for it. Just like if you put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to be held accountable. That's what the Gemara says, Ein Seimchin al Anes. We are not allowed to live in accordance to miracles. If we need a miracle, that's a different story. But we're not allowed to live according to a miracle. We have to live in accordance to the rules of the earth. So, from these few examples, we see here the importance of the Chochmas Derech Eretz. Now we'll go to another point. How should we describe this Chochmas Derech Eretz? We said it's a wisdom, a very great wisdom. And how is this different than from other wisdoms of the world? We have other wisdoms of the world which are known as the Chochmas. We have Chochmas Ha'umais, wisdoms of the nations. We have Chochmas Ha'teva, the wisdoms of nature, and so forth. The Maral explains as follows. The wisdom of their heritage is from the wisdoms which is known as Chochmas HaTachteinu. It is from the lower wisdoms. Not to say that it's not a very, very great wisdom that we already brought out, because if it was a simple wisdom, the Torah wouldn't have to spend time teaching it to us. But it is contained in this world. And that is the wisdom which decrees how a person should conduct his life on this world. That's the Chochmas HaDerech Eretz. How the wisdom of this world decrees how a person should conduct his life on this world, vis-a-vis himself, vis-a-vis his society. There are other wisdoms in the world which are also included in the Chochmas HaTachteinus, which we would call the lower wisdoms. For example, science, the arts, literature, and so forth, math, engineering, many, many other wisdoms. These wisdoms do not decree how a person should live his life. These wisdoms are important wisdoms, but they do not, they're not gezer alo odom. They do not dictate to a person how he should conduct himself. While the Chochmas Derech Eretz is a wisdom which decrees and dictates to a person how he must conduct himself and live his life in this world. So that is the difference between the Chochmas HaDerech Eretz and the Shar Chochmas HaOlam, other wisdoms of this world. Now we go a step further. What is the difference between the Chochmas Derech Eretz and Chochmas HaTorah? The difference between the wisdom of Derech Eretz and the wisdom of Torah. The answer is as follows. The wisdom of Derech Eretz, we mentioned, is known as Chochmas HaTachteinu. It's a lower level wisdom. It's a wisdom which dictates to a person how he must conduct himself in this world, because he is made up of an earthly body, he has life was enshrined in this body, and he was given an intelligence, an earthly intelligence. So therefore, there is a wisdom which decrees how one should conduct himself in all of the areas that we mentioned, regarding himself, regarding his social interaction with others. Chokhmas HaTorah, however, that is known as a Chokhmas Elyena. That's the wisdom not of this world. It's a wisdom of a higher world. And that decrees and dictates to a person how he should conduct himself and live his life, but not merely because he's an earthly person which was enshrined with life and he was given an earthly intelligence, but because he was created B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of the Almighty, and aside from all of these other gifts he was given, he was also given a neshama, a soul, and a seichel ha'elyon, a godly intelligence. So the Chochmas Derech Eretz is the wisdom which dictates to the person how he should live his life, because he is an earthly being with an earthly intelligence, or a manly intelligence. While the Chochmas HaTorah decrees to the person how he should live his life, because he was given a godly intelligence. And that's why the first Chochmah is known as a Chochmah HaTachtona. It's a very, very great wisdom, as we brought out, but it's a Chochmah which is contained in this world. While the Torah is a Chochmah Elyona, which comes from other worlds. The Chochmas Derech Eretz, that speaks to the man because he is a creation in this world. The Torah speaks to the man because besides being a creation in this world, and besides being given an earthly body and a human life and manly intelligence, he was also given Selem Elokim, the image of Hashem from another world, a soul from another world, and a godly intelligence from another world. So this is the basic difference between the Chochmas Derech Eretz and the Chochmas HaTorah. Now, we come to another point. Who is commanded in Derech Eretz? And who is commanded in Torah? Now, not many people make an error in this. When it comes to Derech Eretz, this was not given to Jews. It was given to the whole world. The whole world was commanded on Derech Eretz. All of the nations of the world. Derech Eretz was first taught to Adam HaRishon, to the first man. And the Chazal darshan it. The darshan this is found in Tana de Be'eliyahu, Perek Aleph, and it's also found in Vayikra Rabba, Parshat Tzav, Perek Tes Eis Gimel. The darshan it from the Posuk, in Bereishis Gimel, Posukhov Dalet. It states, Lishmar es derech etz hachayim. That in the garden, there was a derech etz hachayim, a way to the tree of life. The tree of life, zu Torah, that represents Torah. What was the derech? What was the way? Derech zu derech eretz. So the wisdom of derech eretz and the obligation of derech eretz, this was given
to Adam Arishon, for the whole world. This is why we find that the Goyim, the nations of the world, all have their Derech Eretz. In many ways, one nation might differ from another. In many, many ways. In fact, is in most ways, they are common with one another. We might find some nations conducted themselves with more Derech Eretz than other nations, but all nations have their codes of conduct, their codes of ethics, their codes of what is proper living, of social etiquette, their codes of how to care for oneself. Many times we might refer to this as a culture. It's not necessarily a culture, though, because when we speak to culture, of culture, then we're speaking also of Shar Chochmas, of other wisdoms. And the Goyim, the Chachmeihem, the wise ones of the nations of the world, have written extensively on this. There are libraries of tens of thousands of books written on subjects which the Chazal would refer to as Chochmas Derech Eretz by the Chachmei HaGoyim, by the wise ones of the Goyim. So Derech Eretz was not given exclusively at all to Israel, but rather that was given to the entire world. Torah, a small portion of Torah, were given to the nations of the world. Six mitzvahs to Adam, and the seventh to Noach. Torah in its totality, Tanyag, that was given only to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Derech Eretz, everyone was commanded on. Torah, a portion was given to the nations. The entire Torah was given to Moshe and to Israel. Now we have a phrase which we mentioned before. It's a very popular phrase. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Derech Eretz comes before Torah. What does that mean, and where is its origin? Actually, it's not Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, it's Kodma Derech Eretz of Torah. Derech Eretz preceded Torah. What does that mean? The source of this is the same source which we just quoted on the Posuk and in the two Midrashim that we just quoted, Vayikra Rabba and Tanit Be'elyon. And the Posuk we mentioned, Lishmor es Derech Eitzachayim, to guard the Derech, that's Derech Eretz, and Eitzachayim is Torah. So the Medrash, the Tanit Be'elyon and the Medrash both write that from here we see that Kodma Derech Eretz LeTorah, that there first Hashem commanded the world in Derech, states Lishmo Derech. First he commanded them in Derech Eretz, Eitz Chaim, and then he commanded them in Torah. And we see that Torah in its totality only came to the world much later, while Derech Eretz in its totality was given to Adam Arishon, to the first man. In the Tana de Be'eliyahu, it states, Malamed, to teach us, Shekodma Derech Eretz LeTorah Alpayim Shona. That Derech Eretz preceded Torah 2,000 years. In the Medrash Vayikra Rabba, it states, Chov Vov Deiris Kodma Derech Eretz Es HaTorah. 26 generations Derech Eretz preceded Torah. What is the variation that one says 2,000 years and the other says 26 generations? Because we can question, when did Torah come to the world? Everybody agrees Derech Eretz came to the world with Adam. He was taught how to take care of himself. He was taught how to conduct himself. Torah, when did it come to the world? We could say it came to the world in the time of Abraham, because as Ekev Asher Shomar, we see Abraham was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kuli, fulfilled the entire Torah. And Abraham lived 2,000 years after the creation of the world. And that's what the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah. It states the first 2,000 years of the creation was Teyev Avayhu. It was void. It was void from Torah. The second 2,000 years was an era of Torah, because that was from Abraham and onward. Or we could say that it's true, Abraham fulfilled the entire Torah, but Kedem Shenitna, but before it was given. It was only given on Sinai. That was six generations later. Abraham was the 20th generation, and Torah was given six generations later. So 26 generations. So that's the variations in the two Midrashim. Everyone agrees their heritage was given at the creation. But when was Torah given? Either 2,000 years later or 26 generations later. So when we say that Derech Eretz Kodma the Torah, Kodma Derech Eretz the Torah, we are saying that it preceded Torah by a good 2,000 years or more. Now, what is meant by that? What is brought out by that? So, the sages explain, because the world was not ready for Torah until it had learned their heritage. And the Maral explains, the wisdom of their heritage is the Chokhmah Tachtena. That's the wisdom which belongs in this world. The wisdom of Torah is a wisdom which comes from a higher world. No, can you build a building, a 10-story building, or a 100-story building, by starting with the top of the building? You have to start with the bottom of the building, not the top of the building. You cannot come to a Chochmah Elyona, to a higher level of wisdom, if you do not have the foundation of wisdom. We brought out in the Shir not long ago that it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the soul of man and then the body of man. To the contrary, it states, "Vayitzara Adam Ofar Min Adam." First, he created man from the earth, and then "Vayipach Ba'apom Nishmas Chaim," and then he blew into his nostrils a living soul. The body was there first, and that became the foundation for the soul. Not that the soul was there and it became a foundation for the body. So therefore, one must first perfect the wisdom of Derech Eretz, and then only after that can he come to the wisdom of Torah. If he does not perfect the wisdom of Derech Eretz, then he made Derech Eretz in Torah. Then the Torah has no foundation, and he will not come to it. And this is what we see, how we're machanech, how we teach a child. A child is not ready to learn Torah for a while. As he grows older, he grows in his Torah. But even when we start to teach him Torah, he's got to have some seichel. He's got to be able to pronounce a word. He's got to be able to understand. He's got to be able to read a pasuk. Yet immediately, when a child is born, immediately, we start to teach him how to take care of himself, how to protect himself. We tell him, don't touch this because it's hot. Or don't go near this. Don't go near this because it's dangerous. Don't go near the swimming pool. We tell him how to keep himself warm in the cold weather and how to keep himself cool in the hot weather. We teach him how he must keep himself clean. We teach him that this is the way you talk and this is the way you act and this is the way you eat and how you must say hello to people. And if somebody gives you something, we teach him that he must say thank you.
and all of these things. And why? Because Kodma Derech Eretz the Torah. Because Derech Eretz is a wisdom that one must be perfected in before he can come to Torah. Alright, now we come to a final point, a clarification. What would happen now if someone lacks the wisdom of Derech Eretz? What is he then? Someone who lacks Derech Eretz. So do we say, well, he's a good fella, except he doesn't have too much Derech Eretz? From the Gemara it's muchach. From the Gemara it's clear that someone who lacks Derech Eretz is not a person that doesn't have Derech Eretz. But Leimikri Odom, he's not considered a person. He's not considered a Baal Eilam. He's not a person from this world. And the Gemara calls him Eina Min Hayishuv. Eina Min Hayishuv means that he's not civilized. He's not from civilization. He could be a product of the woods. But he is not civilized. And the Maral goes further to say, Eino min hayishuv. Someone who is not min hayishuv, who is not from the civilization, that's Eino min hametzius. That person is as if he doesn't exist. He's not a reality. Rashi brings in Masechta Chulin and Giranosha, which we just learned recently in Daf Tzadik Aleph. It states, "Amahalech limin rabbi." Mordechai says that whenever you're walking, so you should walk where your rebbe's on your right side. But if a person walks and he walks to the right of his rebbe, harei is a bur. He's a bur. A bur means something which is totally empty. Say. Empty. Like an empty shell, a galum. Rashi says, why is he a boor? Why is he considered a galum? He says, she ain't bei chochmas derech eretz. Because he doesn't have the wisdom of derech eretz. He doesn't have the wisdom to know that when you walk with someone who's your rebbe or someone who's greater than you, you walk to the left of him, not to the right of him. All right, so Ein B'Derech Eretz. No, it doesn't say Ein B'Derech Eretz. This is a bur. Bur means an empty vessel. But how could a person be an empty vessel? Yeah? Galim can be an empty vessel. No. Ein B'Chochmas Derech Eretz. He doesn't have the wisdom of Derech Eretz. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, and that Mem Amud Beis, says, Kol She'ena lebe mikro, velebe mishna, velebe derech eretz. If you have someone who hasn't learned, he hasn't learned anything, he hasn't learned chumash, he hasn't learned mishna, and on top of that, if you have someone who hasn't learned anything, all right, that's could be an amoritz, that's an ignoramus. But if you have someone who hasn't learned anything, and on top of it, he has no derech eretz. And Derech Eretz, again, is all these categories that we spoke about. All right? A person who sits idle, never does anything, that's also considered someone who's not the Derech Eretz. So, the Gemara says, in Kiddushin, Eino min hayishuv. This person is not min hayishuv. Min hayishuv means he's not from the civilized part of the world. The Gemara is very, very outspoken when it comes to a person who lacks Derech Eretz. Omer Rabbi Yehonan. Rabbi Yehonan says, Uposel Eidush. You do not accept him for Eidush, for witness. He is not allowed to testify. Now, why is that? So the Maral says, because in the world, we have civilized areas of the world, that's known as Yishuv, and then we have the woods, we have the mountains, we have the fields, the bush, we have the sea. Men live in the civilized areas of the world, in the Yishuv. And the Yishuv is considered the Metzius. What is considered the world? The world is considered the civilized parts of the world. The other parts of the world were created only because it's necessary for the civilized parts of the world. The Arctic region and the Antarctic and the frozen wastes of Siberia, those were created because it's necessary in the ecological system of the world. It's necessary for civilization. Not that civilization was created because it's necessary for the Arctic Circle. And who lives in those areas? He says, Behemoth Bechayas. Wild animals live in those areas. That's all you'll find. But that's not a place for people. But if a person is not with their heretz, and what? How did he explain their heretz? That's what wisdom dictates, how one is supposed to conduct himself amongst people, among civilization. If he lacks that, then that's where he belongs, not in civilized areas. So therefore, he's eina min hayishuv. That's why the Gemara says eina min hayishuv. And eina min hayishuv, he says, is like lab metziusi. That's not a total reality. It's civilization is the reality, not that. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon says he's possible edus. Because what is edus? What is testimony? Testimony is when you want people to testify what happened, what is there. But if this person himself, it's doubtful if he's there, so how can he testify to us what took place? Therefore, the Gemara says he's eina min hayishuv, and he's posul edus. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Edus Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Edus Haloch Aleph Beis. Someone who is never learned and he's also not with their heretz, the Rambam goes a step further. He says not only is he what the Gemara says, but areze becheskes rosho. But we must assume that he is a rosho. He's an evil person also, until proven otherwise. Upasul leidus midivreihem. Because she kol mi sheyoreh ad kach. Because if you get a human being that has sunk to such depths, chazoka shu eva al reva veris shivolade. So then there's a chazoka. In other words, we can safely assume that he has will transgress the majority of averis that come to his hands. The fichoch, therefore, a meisrin edus. Therefore, you do not allow ignorant people to come and testify in court. Our courts are not like the courts of the world, where anybody can come in and give a testimony. You do not allow ignorant people to come and testify unless elim kein huchsek, unless you know that they don't have to be Talmidei Chachomim, they don't have to be learned in Torah, but at least that they're Eisik b'mitzvahs, that they do mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasodim, that they're generous to others, the Neig b'darkei Ayishorim, they conduct themselves in good ways and manners, v'yesh bay derech eretz, and they have derech eretz. If that's the case, then mekablin edusoi. Then you can accept their testimony, even though they haven't studied Mikra or Mishnah, even though they haven't studied Chumash or Mishnah. But if you know that they keep mitzvahs, and they give the charitable, and they conduct themselves
with refinement, and they have their heretz, yes. But if they do not conduct themselves with refinement, and they do not have their heretz, he says, not only we cannot accept them as edus, but areze becheskes rosho. This is someone who we can assume is a rosho until proven otherwise. So this is what the Archazal think of someone who's not the Derech Eretz. Today we have a world that is not only lost Torah, but lost much of the world, Derech Eretz also. But this is what Achazal think of this. And this was the Chochmah Tachtona, the lower wisdoms. Now, it goes even further. Someone who does not have Derech Eretz can come to what the Gemara in Yuma brings is from the worst Averis in the Torah, and that is Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem Barabim. He can desecrate Hashem's name, someone who does not have Derech Eretz. And in particular, if he is great in Torah and mitzvahs. Now this is important, because here we're coming to exclude from two errors that is very popular amongst people, and especially today. Many feel that someone who has Torah and he has mitzvahs, but he doesn't have Derech Eretz, alright, he lacks in Derech Eretz. But look at all of the Torah he has. Look at all of the mitzvahs he has. Now, someone who has Torah and mitzvahs and lacks in Derech Eretz, this is a Chil Hashem. This is a desecration to Hashem's name, which is from the worst Averis in the Torah. And not only that, but the more Torah and mitzvahs he has, the greater the Chil Hashem is. That's the first point, which we will bring in a second. The second point is, there are many who feel that in order to be Mechalel Hashem, to desecrate Hashem's name, you have to do averus. You have to break mitzvahs and averus. You have to eat something that's not kosher. You have to steal, or whatever it might be. You don't put on tefillin. But if you transgress a mere derech eretz, there's no avera. So therefore, that cannot be a chil Hashem. That's another popular trend of thought. Also false. These are both falsehoods. Why do we say this? The Gemara in Yuma says it. The Gemara in Yuma says this on Daf Pei Vov, and the Rambam brings it l'halocha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Halacha Yud Aleph, where he's speaking of Chil Hashem. So first he speaks of averus, where you break mitzvahs, and it's a chil Hashem. And then he says, "V'yesh dvorim acherim shein bechlal chil Hashem." There are other things which are not averus; they are not mitzvahs, but which also are chil Hashem. V'hu shi'asei some odin godel b'teira. And this is when they are done by a person who's great in Torah. So here's the second point. First, the Rambam says, we're talking about things that are not mitzvahs, and we're talking about someone who is great in Torah. Umeforsim bechassidus. Not only are we talking about someone who's great in Torah, but even a chosid. See? Dvorim sha'abriyos marananim achrov bishvilom. If he does things that people look at with disgust. Afal pi she'einan averus. Again, he comes to exclude from this popular falsehood. Even though they're not averus, hareze chil es Hashem. And even though he's a great in Torah and Hasidus, this is a desecration to Hashem's name. For example, he buys something and he doesn't pay for it immediately, but the guy has to ask him a few times for it, even though there's no avera there. Or, for example, Yirbe b'schek or b'achila b'shtia, for example, is, you see him many times with crowds of people, and he's very boisterous, making a lot of noise, laughing around, or eating and drinking all the time in public, where it's not a Suddhist mitzvah. No Aveira. Or Shidiburim Abriyas Eina Benachas. Or, for example, he speaks to people in a coarse manner. It's not an Aveira. It's an etiquette. It's a Derech Eretz. Or Eina Mekablim B'Seivetz Ponim Yofes. Or, for example, he doesn't smile at people. No. So you don't smile at people. What's the great Aveira? Or Bal Ketot V'Kash. Or he's a person who makes machlekes, or he loses his temper. So he says, even though these are not explicit Averis, they're certainly not from the great Averis of the Torah, and even though we're speaking about someone who is great in Torah, and Mefurshim, Bechassidus, and he's known for his righteousness, he says, this is Achil Hashem. Hakol lefi godlei sholchochem, and this goes according to the greatness of the individual. To the contrary, if the person is careful with all of these things, he speaks nicely to people all the time, kindly, he's caring, daitamur evesi mohem, he's caring with them, he smiles at them, he never insults them, he gives honor to everyone, and so forth and so on. He's very careful where he's seen, and so on. Oh, that's a kiddush Hashem. And that's a sanctification of Hashem's name. So, therefore, if someone has Torah and mitzvahs, but he lacks their heretz, this is not a great person, except he lacks their heretz. No, it's false. But Hareza Achilas Hashem, this is a desecration of Hashem's name. And the greater the person in Torah and mitzvahs, the greater the desecration in Hashem's name. And even though he's not doing Averus. And one final source to this. We have a source to this in Vayikra Rabbah. In the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. This source was brought very often by the Tel Zer Rosh Yeshivas. And the Rabbah and Kotler, which I referred to at the beginning of this year, also brings this. It states Vayikra, at the beginning of Vayikra, after Moshe put up the Mishkan, all the months that went into the work, enormous amount of work with the gold and the silver and the copper and the brass and everything, and the wools, the dyes, he put up the Mishkan, and the Shekhinah was there. It states Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to call to Moshe to tell him to come into the Mishkan. Why did he have to call to Moshe? So the Medrash says, Mikan Omru, from here we say, Kol Talmud Chochem Shein Beidas, a Talmud Chochem that does not have Das, that tells the Rosh Yeshivas, always interpreted Das here means he doesn't have the Chochmas Derech Eretz. And that's how Rabbah and Kotler also interprets it. The Vela Teve Himeno. A Talmud Chochem that does not have the Seichel, the Das, of Derech Eretz. And the Vela Teve Himeno. So then a dead animal carcass is better than him. Again, very, very outspoken. Teida Loch. The Medrash says, Shekein Hu. He says, why? Tzeleman Mimesha. Let us go learn from Mesha. Avi Achochma, Avi Anavim. There was no one greater than Mesha. He was the father of all wisdom and the father of all prophecy. Shehetzi Yisrael Mimitzrayim. He brought Yisrael out of Egypt. Bal Yoda Naseu Kamonisim. And because of him, many miracles took place in Egypt. V'neiros Al Yamsuf. And enormous miracles on the Red Sea. And he went up to the heavens. And he brought down Torah from heavens. And now, after doing all of these things, he went and he built the Mishkan. And still, he would not go in until Hashem
gave him permission until Hashem summoned him. What do we see from here? We see that there was no one greater than Moshe, and still he would not be Eivor Derech Eretz. This was the king's palace. You don't come in until you're summoned, until you're called. That's why it states, Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. Hashem had to call to Moshe. So from here, the Medrash brings a raya mikan, kol tamad chochem shein veidas, then a tamad chochem, if he lacks, derech eretz, nevela teve himeno. Then even the carcass of a dead animal is better than him. This was a medrash that was commonly brought by the, tells the Rosh Hashivas. So this is what is meant if a person lacks in the other hills. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the shir, so we see it. I mean, we see now why Moshe was so careful that before he would go receive Torah, he made sure that for 40 days and 40 nights he wouldn't eat or drink because he didn't want to be Aver, he didn't want to transgress a Derech Eretz. I mentioned at the beginning of the shir that there is a great deal to speak about here, and therefore I will continue with this, Im Yitz Hashem, with this next week. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.